Hello and welcome to the Bot Nirvana podcast, where we dive into all things software automation. I'm your host, Nandan Mullakra. While I'm not podcasting, I write articles on nandan.info. I hope you enjoy the show. Let's get right into it. On today's episode of the podcast, we have Leela Benhamo. Leela is the founder of Humans for Help and SmartLayer's Intelligent Document Processing. Humans for Help has been at the forefront of intelligent automation for customers. They have used that experience and combined that with cutting-edge AI to come up with an intelligent document processing solution that you can use for your digital automation needs. In this chat, we talk about different AI techniques that you can use for document processing and how you can integrate intelligent document processing into your digital automation workflows. Let's listen in. Hi, Leela. Thanks and welcome to the Bot Nirvana podcast. Thanks. Wonderful having you today. So can we start with a quick intro about yourself?
Yeah, sure. So I am Leela. I'm the founder of Humans for Help, which is basically an RPA integration solution, and also the co-founder of SmartLayers. SmartLayers, basically, to make it very simple, is we come from the RPA field to see that by implementing different RPA projects, we just figure out that there is a big lack in the market for identifying the unstructured data to structured data. So basically, 3 years ago, with my two other co-founders, we have decided to put our head into SmartLayers for filling the gap between the unstructured to structured data within the RPA environment. We have seen different RPA implementation with UiPath, Automation Anywhere, and to name a few. But regarding the approach for the IDP, Intelligent Document Processing, for the unstructured data, it was kind of tough. And this is basically what we put our mind in. Based on that, three years after that came SmartLayer, which is basically a spin-off of Humans for Help. And then we are just incorporated in the US. We are 13 person today working, so a lot of data engineer, and we have our AI centric, which is basically delivering a very good accuracy rate for all the type of documents we have. Yeah.
Excellent. So you have a background in RPA automation, probably hyper automation, and you see that need for IDP, right? And that's a huge need, the document processing. And, you know, I have seen that myself, starting automation projects. Data is a problem, and unstructured data is a big problem, because, 80% of the data is out there. At some point doing automation, you get stuck there. And when I was starting out, there was a lot of challenge in this area, because it was all, the OCR was still developing. But I think now with AI, things have developed a lot, right? So how is SmartLayers leveraging AI to improve this field?
Oh, very good question. So basically, our core model is based on AI. We never touch any OCR solution. We build our things regarding the engine, which is AI core centric. So why is that? We've been testing a lot of solutions of AI, and we come up with the fact that many didn't work and some few works. And basically we are using the graph AI, which is basically in the core of our model. So the hyper automation is basically the fact that we want to get seamlessly the unstructured to structure to be able to feed the RPA field. Because many, I would say, are part of the solution that are out there. You need to get a large bunch of documents to be able to train the things, right? So sometimes you need to get 2,000 documents, maybe more than that, to make sure that your model is going to be accurate.
Right.
The key things regarding SmartLayer is we don't need to get that amount of documents. Only 20 documents are needed to train our AI model to make sure that the model is ready and then being deployed in production like right away with the right level of accuracy. So when I say right level of accuracy, is basically the fact that we are based in some different layers. That's the reason why we call it smart layers. We have a layer AI, which is also with another layer of AI and so on. And we just mix the things to get the best accurate rate today in the market. And with, I would say, with the less work on the customer side for giving us the documents. So we don't need to get 4,000 documents or 200,000 documents or whatsoever. Only 20 up to 50, that's enough for us to train our model and to be able to get our model deployed at a large scale. So this is basically how we help. And what we did is basically SmartClear is interconnected with some RPA players out there. So we have an SDK with Automation Anywhere. We are working with some other RPA partners. And basically this integration is done smoothly. So how it is done, basically we just inject. So what we do is from the beginning to the end, we take care of the labelization, which is basically the most important thing, is to labelize, you know, the different things. Labelization is done through our services directly with our team. So we come to the fact that the AI is not well understood out there. So many RPA vendors, they know how to implement RPA, but they don't know how to implement AI, right? So what we do is basically we do that on their behalf. So we take care from the beginning to the end for the end-to-end process. So we take care of the labelization of the data to inject the data, to train the model, to make sure, and what they have at the end as an output is the JSON directly sent through API key. You can generate as many API key as you need, and then you will be able to get the information directly from SmartClear, and it's going to be very smooth for you as implementing the RPA project at a large scale. So this is what intelligent document processing, SmartClear, and structure to structure is about.
Oh, interesting. So that's a lot of AI out there. So you mentioned Graph AI, you mentioned smart layers. So seems to be pretty interesting. So you also spoke about labelization. I think you were saying labeling the data, right?
Yes, exactly.
How do you do that? Are people involved or is it automated?
Yeah. So we have both. We have automation, you know, and we have people involved in that to make sure that based on the different documents we have, we can labelize that with a very low error rate and being able to get our engine train and our model train for large deployments. For example, let me give you an example of a client that we are helping now. We have two kinds of clients, different, but at least one that just comes to my mind, manufacturing. Mm-hmm. So we have clients that have a different, you know, labelized, like all the check, work order, and all the different things. We are kind of labelizing each of the labels, putting that into the models, taking care that the accuracy rate is good. And we just reached 99.90 cents thanks to 50 documents only. And we have different models. So we don't price based on the model. You can get as many models as you want. We only price on the one page. Even though your models are complex, we don't care about that because we take care from the labelization up to, you know, the output, which is going to be a JSON directly integrated in an API key.
Okay, that's interesting. So do you build a custom model for each of the document type?
Right. So this is what we do. So we have two kinds of models. For example, we have, you know, the invoice, like the ID cards or invoice or whatsoever, where it's kind of a standard, right? So in that, this is what we call the pre-built model. So it's going to be off the shelf directly, and then you can just use it as pay as you go. And then we have, I would say, the custom models, which require from our side sometimes. So this is the labelization part. And as soon as this custom model is done, then it can be used as a large scale. Let's take the example of the manufacturing, for example, or healthcare, you know, where it's kind of depending on their, you know, documentation internally. This custom is going to be built within 2 months, I'd say. And as soon as it's done, then we can go with a pilot. And as soon as the pilot is successful, then we can go at a large scale. That fits very well for the enterprise, you know, or SMB, you know, where you have always the same types type of documents. As soon as the custom model is trained, it can be deployed largely worldwide, you know, or it doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. So when you say worldwide, is it a cloud-based solution?
Yes. Okay. It is a cloud-based solution and it's secure. So we are used, it's a SaaS model, so you pay per page. And then we have a very interesting pricing based on the volume. So the more, you know, pages you have, the better it's going to be. But We simplify it at the latest. So it's going to be only one price whatsoever the models you have, complex or not complex, just take care of that.
Okay. And is that the pricing is per model or per document type? Is that how
exactly.
it works? Okay.
No, it's not per document types. It's only one pricing. So for example, let's say for the manufacturing clients,
okay.
we just say to him, let's go with a pilot. As soon as the pilot is good, then we can go large scale. This client has kind of 10 million documents worldwide. All the same aspects, all the same type of documents, the work order. So what we did is we already get this model up and ready, implemented. So we just need to go with the pricing, and it's going to be for him, it's going to be for 10 million documents, going to be 6 cents. But our pricing list starts at 25 cents.
Okay. So,
in comparison to some, you know, other IDP solution out there, then depending on the volumes, the more volumes you have, the better discounts you're going to get.
Oh, okay. So irrespective of whatever document types you have, it is per document price for the
right.
enterprise.
Right. Okay. And what we did also, which is basically a big part, is we handle the handwriting.
Okay.
So also the handwriting documents are handled through SmartClear, which is basically something very important out there, because sometimes, you know, for the insurance, for example, or you have a lot of handwritings, and that
right.
part sometimes it, you know, left off. Basically, we handle the handwritings too. So that makes us different from the, you know, the other solutions.
That's that. Yeah, that's an important point, because many people ask about handwriting and, you know, if this technologies can handle it. And I always say that it's still developing, it's coming up. So that's interesting to hear. How about language support?
So today we support French, English, Spanish. We are working for supporting Chinese, Arabic, and also, Eastern Europe, like Romania and so on. So this is in the roadmap. But basically, English, Spanish are basically the two languages. French, obviously, because some of the members of the team are also based in France. And so it's the fact that, you know, Nandan, we are coming from the RPA field is definitely giving us a competitive advantage out there, because we are doing, you know, the other things. We used to implement a lot of RPA projects. And what we have seen is we tested, like, you know, some solution like Abby, FlexiCapture, whatsoever. But very soon we were unable to scale because the pricing was high and we were very limited in terms of features. So what we have said is we don't have the solution. Let's build it.
Right. Okay. So that's you're basically scratching your own itch that you saw the problem. And so coming from an RPA side, you know, what were the challenges you were facing on the RPA side, which you think you have taken care of now?
Basically, the number of documents required to be able to train the model, we just cut that back, like, you know, 100. So okay. We don't need to get as many documents per type. The
right.
second thing is the fact that our pricing is very simple. You know, there is only one thing whatsoever, the kind of models we have to build, just pay the same price. And the other thing that is also interesting is the fact that we are coming from the data field, so data AI. So we know that when we build the predictive, you know, like the accuracy rate is going to be good because it's built on AI. It's not built on OCR, right? So it's very much important in the fact that we kind of ease the way that the unstructured document, as you were saying, 80% of the document in any company is unstructured. So you have to deal with that at some point.
Right.
Today, for example, for the RPA program that we have seen, is like overall, maybe you have 50% or 50 or 60% of automation within a company. And then you are facing some issue. If you want to get more than that, then you need to integrate the intelligent document understanding. You need to get this intelligent document, you know, that is handled intelligent automation. And this is going to give you the fact that you can scale from 60% automation up to maybe 90% automation. And this is what the cognitive automation is going to be done thanks to AI. So what we have built is basically this interconnection RPA AI built together, giving us the best outcome, because it's not the OCR part, but it's based on AI. And as we know exactly what the RPA required, we were able, you know, to kind of ease it, like JSON, API key, you can generate any, you know, API key as you need, and it's going to be feed directly into the RPA system. Whatsoever the vendor, it works because it's going to be delivered the same format.
Okay, so it's all delivered via API, so any of the RPA vendors can consume it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Whether UiPath, automation anywhere, Blue Prism or whatsoever, that works.
Okay, very good. So I think one of the key thing you are mentioning is that, you know, you don't need as many documents to train this model, which seems to be one of your key criteria. I mean, sorry, key strengths, right? So how does that work? I mean, why does other people not have this? Whereas, you know, you are able to just use a few documents.
So basically the fact that we combine three different AI methods all together in the smart layers, I was saying, it just gives us, you know, percentage of accuracy, which is high. The fact that we handle also the handwriting, you know, we've been working in the handwriting for a year.
Okay.
And we kind of publish also a lot of research. So I can send you at the end of the podcast the source. And one of the big research has been published in the AI research, which is basically based also on NLP.
Okay.
And the fact that also this accuracy is in the core of, you know, the different model is basically giving up the competitive advantage on that. So yeah, I don't know about the others, but all our team are data scientists with like 15 years, 20 years, you know, of experience. And then also we have some people in the team that are coming from the RPA. So explaining the challenges that we are seeing today were kind of, you know, an easy task to combine those together with SmartLayer.
Okay. No, yeah, that's very interesting because coming from an RPA field, you understand the challenges and you're building something which, you know, the market is looking for, right? So from a market perspective, you did mention manufacturing. So, you know, which all industries is this finding traction with?
Yeah, we can see the, you know, manufacturing. We have also the healthcare, you know, the government also. And a very interesting part that we have seen is the automotive. For okay. example, we have a client with which we just integrate, you know, their license plate, driving, you know, car and so on. And we are able to get, you know, the output as a JSON part to be able to get as many onboarded documents as they wanted for their clients. So we just kind of, you know, speed up the fact that we were reading the right information. Also working with some legal tech where, you know, we need to get all the different contracts and get all the different part of the contract is also something we did. But basically, the manufacturing, supply chain, healthcare, governments, supply are definitely our play field.
Okay, excellent. So, those are some interesting use cases that you have, right? So, coming from an RPA field and you have humans for help and you now have smart layers. So, you offer an integrated automation solution, is that right?
Right, exactly. So, Basically, whether you use IDP directly smart layer, or you need also for, I would say, an SMB company, they also need to get the RPA part. And then we have an RPA component that can come in addition to the IDP. So IDP plus RPA. Basically, it's not okay for the enterprise because many enterprise, they already, you know, have their own RPA center of excellence with the different vendors. So what we do is they only take the IDP part and then they can be able to scale. The fact also that I didn't mention is one of the competitive advantage we have is we can deploy our model like in a couple of days, depending on the complexity, or maybe a couple of weeks, like 2 to 3 weeks, no more. So meaning that let's assume, for example, an enterprise company needed, you know, to get all their work order or healthcare, you know, pharmaceutical, you know, recipe or what so, and then they need to get all those different things. It's going to be easier for us to integrate that and then to give them, you know, the result as a JSON for them to continue with their RPA center of excellence. Then they can consume smart layer very like easily as being part of their automation journey.
Okay, that's excellent. So, you know, from use cases perspective, are you focusing on any particular use cases? Like many of them focus on invoice processing. Do you focus on any of those, or
invoice processing is definitely something interesting because any company has invoice, you know, to process.
Correct.
Along with also, so this is definitely something that we can do. I would say invoicing is going to be easier, if I can say so, you know, because it's considered with us as a pre-bill. We already get a lot of invoices. We train our model. So we have different, you know, pre-bill model that can be used right away, right? Same thing for the ID card, passport ID, and so on, already available as a pre-bill, you know, models. And also, as I was saying about the manufacturing, supply chain, healthcare, government, bank also, we are helping a lot of fintech for the onboarding of their client, for the KYC of their client, you know, understanding exactly what kind of documents, different bank accounts or what so, and then we can extract all those different information. And the fact that, you know, we can take care of everything from the labelization up to the things is like, we are kind of substitute ourselves to the AI team that any RPA, you know, company doesn't have, you know, or any client doesn't have. They can't be RPA center of excellence and having the best data scientist at the same time, right? So basically we just, you know, offset, we kind of outsource, they can outsource to us this AI from the labelization up to, you know, the JSON, and it's gonna be very easy for them to get, you know, the result right away. So this is basically the promise that we have with SmartLayer. And basically we can see that a lot of clients and our customer, they don't have their AI, you know, team right away. If they need, then it's going to take them a lot of time, maybe years, to set up a team that's going to be like up to date and working with the RPA team. They don't need to think about that anymore. They can just rely on us and we can take care of the work.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, so people don't need to, you know, develop an AI team from scratch do this tough problems, to deal with the tough problems in automation, right?
Exactly.
So from, you know, having been, you know, you've been in automation and IDP now and working with customers. So what are some challenges that you see from a customer side that actually slows things down or probably, you know, makes things difficult for the project?
What we can see is they don't have proper requirements. You know, when it comes to IDP, they don't know exactly what they want. So they just say, okay, I need that to be, you know, working, but right. They can't explain you exactly the specification of that. So this is the first part. The second part is for any IDP solution, we need to labelize the data before being able to use any model, whether AI or OCR. Right. And this labelization also is not yet, you know, mastered, because they don't know how to do that. So that's the reason why a lot of AI projects fail within companies, because it's not because the AI model are not good, it's because the labelization is not done and they don't know how to do that. You have to structure your information before making sure it's going to be understood. So those are the key challenges we see. Also the security, this kind of IDP solution can bring is also important, because, you know, you're going to send some documents to an external party. So what we do is basically we are very much, we have developed our solution around the security, you know, security by design. And this security by design is definitely part of the core of the architecture of SmartLayer too. So those are the three things that you can see. And the fact that, you know, sometimes there's a lot of silo in a company, like the AI team is working on AI problem and they are not working hands to hand with the RPA center of excellence.
Right.
So there's no much choices for the AI part except to go with the RPA vendors. But as we know, RPA vendors are not AI, right?
Right.
So whether you are one or the other. So that's why on our case, what we have decided is to split the things and making sure that RPA for RPA, that's good. Whatsoever the vendors, but AI is a work by itself, right? Mm-hmm. So we have to get the best data scientists to do the right job. And this is basically what we do, yeah.
So having been on both sides, which you think is more exciting? Is automation more exciting or AI more exciting?
I would say it's going to be both. You know, the fact that 80% of the data is still unstructured, we right. still have some good rooms, you know, to continue the improvements.
I think the
best thing is coming from the unstructured to structure. We know how the RPA works, right? It has been many years now. Mm-hmm. So, and the fact that in the RPA market, we can see a lot of consolidation coming up, right? So ServiceNow just bought, you know, an RPA, then they're going to integrate the automation directly into their platform, right? So this automation at some point is going to be part of the vendor strategy. But the AI is still like, oh, I'm launching an AI part. Oh, wow, I'm scared because I don't know a clue about AI. And we kind of demystify that part from saying, don't worry, we're going to take care of everything. You don't need to take care of anything. And you're going to get your, you know, JSON to be able to get your RPA working well. And if we can help any company going from 50% automation up to 90% automation is basically where we're going to be winning.
Okay, great. And I was actually interviewing an AI expert last podcast episode. She has written a book on AI. And then, you know, she says one of the biggest challenge she faces is that people think that AI is everything and it can achieve anything. And people like think of AI as, you know, solving multiple problems, right? So you know, like you say, that's one of the things, one of the challenges in terms of AI is to demystify AI, like you say. So
exactly, you're right.
And you know, make sure people understand AI. I think AI is at a stage where RPA was like 5 years back, you know, when people, I used to show the RPA demo and then they used to, oh, I have some 100 ideas now about how to use this tool. And then they think that can be applied at multiple places. It's just, just thinking that it can do various things. So I think it's both, like you say, it's both exciting. And I think yes. The combination is really exciting. Like what Gartner calls as hyper automation or whatever term you call it, intelligent automation. I'm calling it digital automation nowadays because a lot of hype in all those other terms. But the whole digital automation field is very exciting. And think of just next 3 years, what do you think, where is this evolving?
So I think that it's going to be definitely the intelligent automation is going to be everywhere. Like, you know, now, as you said, RPA was like 2 years ago without, not a lot of people knowing about RPA. Now it's mainstream, right?
Right.
So within three years, we're going to see more and more RPA AI solution together because companies would like to increase the percentage of automation, you know, right. and right. making sure that they're going to change the way the future of work, right? So they're going to change the way that they're going to work tomorrow. So within 3 years, I think that it's going to be definitely mainstream. You know, the intelligent automation is going to be the standard. And you're going to get a lot of, you know, companies wanting to get more and more, you know, non-automated process tomorrow, like supply chain or, you know, logistics manufacturing, where only in manufacturing, only 6% of the manufacturer are automated.
Yeah.
So we still have 93% of them that need to, you know, to grow. So I think that within 3 years, definitely we're going to get more and more automated and off the shelf on our side for SmartLayer, off the shelf pre-built model where anybody can come and use it like invoice models or whatsoever, and then they will be able to increase their automation rate internally. So this is how I see that. And RPA AI is going to be combined. And this is basically what is coming up. There's a lot of AI wanting to enter the RPA and a lot of RPA wanting to go to AI.
Right.
But the best of breed, that's important too, right?
Right.
So having the RPA and having the AI, because AI, as you said, we have to demystify it to make it very simple. And integrating that into the RPA would be definitely the best things to happen for any company.
Yeah, interesting. And I think to demystify, we need to also dehype the space. There's a lot of hype around both RPA and AI. And, you know, like you say, like we said earlier, you know, a lot of people believing things that's not true. Especially because of the vendors saying that, you know, anything and everything can be done with AI and RPA. There are limits, but there are some great potential that we can all work towards, right? So from a smart layer perspective, you have an exciting journey ahead. Do you have anything in the roadmap that's exciting that you can share with us?
Yeah, we will definitely continue working for the handwriting, you know, so getting, you know, very good things and also starting also on the analytics. Improving the reporting, the dashboards, you know, being able to work also on the connectors, SDK connectors, and being also working with different RPA vendors to make sure that we will be featured in their marketplace and being able, to continue demystifying, you know, that. Also working on some use cases that we have seen, like, you know, for the fintech or, you know, for the finance, invoicing. So we will continue working on that, and so this is definitely and growing, because we are only 13, as I said. So growing, making sure that we will continue serving well our clients and improving the product. So this is definitely what's gonna keep us busy.
That's excellent. So this is an interesting product. And so if people want to get started or try out Smart Layers, how can they do that?
Yeah, so very easy. They can go to smartlayer.io. Mm-hmm. And then they can find us also on LinkedIn and drop us, get in touch and a free demo. And then we can engage with them very easily on our website. So smartlayers.io. And we will be very happy to discuss and to engage in conversation with them.
Oh, okay, great. And so I'll put a link out there so that people can find you. And also, yeah, you mentioned a paper in between on AI, So is that okay to be shared with the audience?
Of course. Okay. Of course. We have a lot of, scientific studies that we have done. Okay. And definitely is gonna explain a little bit about the methodology of AI we are using with Smart Layer. And then you can figure out that, it's a combination of different solutions that give us the best accuracy rate, which is basically what anybody is looking for, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So, thank you very much. So I'll put out those links there. So if people want to connect with you, Leela, how would people?
I am on LinkedIn. So I will be happy to engage, and they can also drop me an email on my email. I will be happy to answer.
Thank you for being on the show today, Leela.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you for joining the Bot Nirvana podcast. Appreciate if you can leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher. Catch the show notes on botnirvana.org. While you're there, feel free to explore more automation ideas, tutorials, tools, and more. See you next time.